In September 1917, the superintendent published an article in the hospital magazine encouraging patients to take advantage of the training available to them.
Do you remember Rifleman E. Jones and Corporal Watson? They began their training here and finished at the London Polytechnic. They were formerly labourers in agriculture. They are now efficient workmen, one earning 35 shillings and the other 42 shillings per week, and permanent jobs. What they did, you can do, if you will make up your mind to give up 4 hours per day. I receive letters every day from former students, some most grateful for the help they decided to avail themselves of, others regretting they did not stick to it.
One man who did was E.J. Andrews, who wrote in December 1916,
"Speaking quite personally, the classes I've attended have opened for me entirely new vistas. I know I am a considerably better article than in pre-war days. I'd be a fool to accept my old salary. I like to think, too, as I look so hopefully forward to the future, that the seeming affliction of a lost limb has enhanced my value."
Our next stop is in the King's apartments.